Both parties trying to break a deadlock in Zimbabwe's political crisis have asked the Southern African Development Community for help. SADC countries are due to hold a meeting in Swaziland on Monday where the current situation in the country will be discussed. Spokesperson for the Zimbabwe Vigil in London, Dennis Benton, says prospects for a deal at the meeting are low.
On Monday, the three members of the Troika will meet Mbeki and try and broker a deal out of this. Prospects are very gloomy, really. The current three members of the Troika are Swaziland, Angola, and Mozambique. All three, in various degrees, have been supportive of Mugabe. Indeed, the head of the Troika, King Mswati of Swaziland, is a poor example of democracy in Africa. As for Angola and Mozambique, Angola is mired in deep corruption under its president, Dos Santos, who has been in power since Angola achieved freedom from Portuguese colonialism. Mozambique has also tended to lean towards Mugabe. So it's unlikely that the Troika will agree to the necessary pressure to force Mugabe to make concessions. The only hope, really, for a breakthrough is if the new South African president, with the help of the ANC, forces SADC to impose some sanctions on Mugabe.